So it's been a very, very busy afternoon here on Lunch with Marco. I'm about to head into an interview with two phenomenal ladies, and with gender-based violence so prevalent and in the eye of everybody, I'm going to be talking to two ladies that's about to do something about that, and it's all about self-defense classes as well. But firstly, let me say hello to Mrs. Hila Rose Friedman. She is from the Israeli Embassy. Hello to you, ma'am.
Hi, how are you, Marco?
I'm together, thank you, ma'am. Good to have you. And then on the other line, I've got Nicole Merkin. She's the founding director of Fight Back SA. Welcome to you also.
Hi, it's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I'm having a bit of a first. I normally don't have two people simultaneously on the line with me. So we're breaking new ground here today. And I want to say welcome to you ladies. And thank you so much for this initiative that you guys have started, especially with the high prevalence of gender-based violence in South Africa. So I want to first direct this question to Mrs. Hila Rose Friedman, of the Embassy of Israel in Pretoria. Ma'am, how are you? And then also, thank you for this initiative. And then you can start telling people about how this thing came about.
Well, it's nice being here, and thank you for having us. We're all about breaking new ground. So we started on the right foot. And about this initiative, I don't know if many people know, but the Embassy of Israel in South Africa has been working on various projects related to promoting gender equality during the past few years. But this is actually a new collaboration with Fight Back South Africa in the Western Cape. I'm sure Nicole will be happy to explain more about what her amazing organization is doing, but I can share a bit from the embassy's perspective.
Go for it.
Yeah, so what the embassy does here in South Africa, and basically in any country in which the embassy is at, is trying, one of the goals is trying to better the lives of local populations. And how we do that? By identifying local needs. So in many cases, these are both are common needs to Israel and the country, in this case, South Africa. And promoting gender equality and elimination of violence against women and children is also something we take in Israel. We consider it as something that we should attack. So we were looking for how to attack these needs. How we do it usually is by sharing Israeli knowledge and technologies, or we partner with local organizations which share our common values. They know the ground, they act on the ground to bring this joint cooperation to its full potential.
And so that brings... Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I thought you finished it, but continue.
No, I'm saying that in the case of this specific joint collaboration with Fight Back South Africa, we found an organization that shares our common values and that can initiate a project to its best potential.
And
this is how it started.
And I'm very impressed by this other lady on the line with us. That's Nicole Merkin, of course, and they involved around the corner from us in Lavender Hill, the Safe Center for Women and Children in Lavender Hill with Fight Back SA. Nicole, talk to us about this. Let's hear a little bit more about what you guys are doing in regards to empowering, especially our youngsters, to in terms of self-defense. Let's talk about that.
So, Fight Back SA is a non-profit organization that provides free self-defense classes and free pepper sprays to women and children living in some of the most dangerous communities in the Western Cape. And the reason we do this is we believe that we can't wait for the police to be better capacitated. We can't wait for government to start turning the wheels and turning the tide on gender-based violence. We've got to find a way of empowering women and children right now so that they can change the outcome of a violent situation.
Yeah.
So the whole aim of our organization is to put skills in the hands of women and children so that if someone does try to attack them or hurt them or rape them, that attack does not become a statistic. It doesn't turn into a rape. It doesn't turn into a murder. It doesn't turn into an abduction.
Yeah.
Because the women and children know how to fight back.
Yeah.
So that is the core of what we do at Fight Back and Say. And we have partnered with about 25 other gender-based violence organizations to provide these free self-defense classes in Mitchell's Plain, in Dunoon, in Khayelitsha, in Lavender Hill. We go so far out as Smithville, Barrydale, and Swellendam even to provide these classes in rural communities as well. And none of this would have been possible, especially this year during COVID, if we hadn't received assistance from the Embassy of Israel in South Africa. We would have, especially the rural communities. I mean, there's some women that live up to 100 kilometers away from the nearest police station, and we would have never been able to take our classes to women in these communities had it not been for the assistance of the embassy.
And so talking about that, Mrs. Friedman, over the years, you guys have been involved with a lot of empowerment projects. How important is that for you as an embassy to be involved with the local communities where you guys are stationed at?
I think it's one of the main goals, it's one of the main things to know the local communities and to enhance the relations with Israel. And as I said earlier, to benefit their lives. So when we come to a country, we want to find those local communities and the projects that are related to them that will be most beneficial to do.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned through the years, we've really shared common values with local communities and promoting projects like giving away donating sanitary pads in schools, in townships, and places in which where ladies, girls could not have gone to school if they didn't have the sanitary pads. So we found that having the sanitary pads is crucial for them. So we were focused on this specific project. We have a lot of projects, but what we're trying to gain at the end is having a project that first will assist the community and also will have a long lasting.
Sure.
And with Fight Back South Africa, it's not only teaching the ladies or the youth or the women how to fight back. It's to have them gain strength and positive image and believe in themselves.
Yeah.
And next time they'll be a victim of violence, they'll know how to act or not to stay in the situation.
You know what, the one thing, ladies, I must say that, you know, we're going into 16 days of activism against violence against women and children. But I must say, it's one of my pet hates. I wish we never had a campaign where we got to sustain it for 16 days, where we should really be eradicating this thing 365 days a year. But I'm pretty sure it has to do with raising awareness. But that for me is a bit of a problem, the fact that we need to raise awareness, that we need to have this ill in our society. So, Nicole, talk to me about 16 days of activism. How are you guys involved with this? And how do you still continue to empower beyond 16 days?
So we feel very much the same as you do. We don't believe it should be 16 days, especially in South Africa, where rape statistics indicate that, you know, we've got, you know, some of the highest rape stats in the world. We should be focusing on 365 days of activism to help protect our women and children. But for these 16 days, we are jam-packed with workshops. We are actually fully booked with 3 self-defense workshops up until 2021, at which point we also have another 6 workshops already booked for next year, which is very exciting. And with the help of the embassy, over these 16 days, they've sponsored all of these wonderful workshops for the women living in communities, you know, from Lavender Hill to Delft and Blue Down. And we're hoping to actually use 16 days of activism to raise enough funds now to be able to expand our reach so that we can have a national footprint by next year, which the embassy has also shown us great support for. So, you know, if Fight Back SA becomes a national initiative, it will truly be thanks to the work that the embassy is doing on the ground. So we're very appreciative of that, very, very appreciative. Because these things, the wheels don't turn unless there's petrol in the car to get to these communities. It's really got to think straight back to the basics when it comes to empowerment. And I think we've got a lot to be grateful for and a lot to look forward to. To this date, we've taught probably over 20,000 women how to defend themselves, 20,000 women and children.
And I'm looking forward to having longer conversations with you ladies going forward. But I want to say thank you to the Deputy Ambassador, Mrs. Hila Rose Friedman. I want to say thank you to you. Maybe just give you your final words and thoughts going into the 16 days of activism against violence against women and children.
Well, just being on this call and listening to Nicole, it makes me more excited about the year to come, not only the next 16 days. One of the reasons we decided to go to the joint collaboration with Fight Back South Africa is because it was very tempting to do something which is long-lasting. And the opening of a permanent place for workshop for Fight Back South Africa in Lavender Hill is so amazing to me. So I'm also looking forward to continue this collaboration, and I hope to see the numbers of violence against women and the statistics decrease next year.
Yes.
If it will be, that will be amazing.
I'm with you. So I'm looking forward to chatting to you again. I think you're doing fantastic work, just even supporting those on the ground. So thank you so much for that. And let me quickly just give the final words to Nicole. Nicole, how do people get hold of you at Fight Back South Africa?
So we are on all the social media platforms. So just search for Fight Back SA on Instagram, Facebook, on your web browser. We're also on Twitter. You'll find our logo. You'll see all of our beautiful pictures and videos of all of our classes. And just on a final note, I completely forgot to mention the safe house in Lavender Hill, which, you know, we've helped build thanks to the embassy.
Yeah.
And that just shows you when people come together, that's when the change happens. That's when you move mountains. No one must ever tell you that this isn't a war that we can't win, because we can.
Yeah.
We absolutely can when we work together. And, you know, now as well with Mrs. Friedman, we've managed to help build a permanent section in Lavender Hill, where they will be offering permanent free self-defense classes for the foreseeable future. So anyone who's out there who feels a bit, you know, downtrodden when it comes to the conversation of gender-based violence, don't be. This is the most incredible space to be working in. There is so much change happening. There is so much empowerment happening. And it starts with individuals and people wanting to work together to make that difference happen.
Well, I think you ladies are phenomenal, both of you. So to Deputy Ambassador Mrs. Hila Rose Friedman, thank you so much for being on air with us today. And to you, Nicole Merkin, well done with everything that you guys have done. Thank you so much for being part of the show.
Our pleasure.
Bye-bye. Till next time.
Thank you.
God bless. Till next time. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.